Hello, my friends, and good Tuesday morning to you. Thank you so much for stopping by. My name is Roger, and behind the scenes is my wife, Angie, and together we are the Barnabas Bridge. We appreciate that you've decided to join us today and spend a little bit of time, and we pray that it's an experience that will give you a little bit of encouragement as you go about your day. This week, our topic that we've been discussing is we are part of the family, or I'm part of the family. And of course, we are speaking about the family of God, but as I warned everybody yesterday, I'm going to have to use my own family, my biological family, as an illustration this week, because that's the one that I knew best. And around my house growing up, I'll tell you, I was the youngest sibling. I had six older brothers and sisters, and then I had a step family that came in later on as well, that put a few more in there as well. And I was still one of the youngest. And because of that, I'll tell you, throughout my growing up period, my teen years at least, and certainly into my 20s as well, people judged me by the actions of my older siblings. And so it was kind of an odd thing. Of course, with that big a family, you had different personalities and how they experienced life and how they presented themselves. And so whatever group I was around, whatever older sibling they knew, that's how they expected me to be. And so my identity was, the expectations, I should say, of my identity changed everywhere I went, but it was always the same thing. Who they was exposed to, they judged me by that person. And so, you know, my older family, my older siblings were really awesome people, wonderful in many different ways. But like everybody, we had our things that weren't always the greatest. And unfortunately, the way it is with humans, it's not always the good that's remembered. It's the bad that's remembered. And so that was the way it was with me. And so it wasn't the good traits of my older siblings that they expected of me, but they expected to find the bad traits coming out even more. So people judge me by my family's actions. And if we're talking about the family of God, it carries over there just as relative into that. Because people judge Christianity by us. But much, much more important than that, when we identify ourselves as believers, as Christians, capital C Christians, then people judge Jesus by the way that we act. And so it's really vitally important that we understand what is our goal in the family of God? What are we supposed to present? What are we supposed to look like? How is it supposed to be that the world views us? And how, through us, can we give the right judgment on our beautiful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Well, we're going to turn back to Ephesians just as we were yesterday. Today we're going to be in chapter 2. And I'd like to begin in verse number 19. If you're able to get a Bible out and read along, that would be great. If not, I'm going to read it for you. And here's what it says. You are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. An important thing that it's saying there, I want to kind of repeat what we talked about yesterday just a bit. You are no longer foreigners and aliens. What was in the past? Who we were in the past? Who we, what worldly things and ways dictated our past is no longer relative. What worldly things used to separate us are no longer relative. Because now, because of what Christ has done for us, we are sons and daughters of God the Father. We're no longer foreigners and aliens, but citizens with God's people and members of God's household. We are part of the family. We most certainly are. And what we are built on is the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And so the people that came before us in the family, the prophets, the apostles, all the saints that came before us, they have built upon these things. And now people are judging us by their good work. And so we have this tremendous responsibility now to keep up the family name. And I'll tell you, I don't know about you, but I look at my own life and it's a task that I'm not up to. I can't keep it all straight. Because who am I supposed to look at? Who am I supposed to try to emulate? Well, the next line tells us easily. He built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, but with Christ Jesus as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple to the Lord. Great news, right? So who am I supposed to emulate? Which older brother and sister am I supposed to act like? What are people going to expect from me? Well, I pray that what they see in me is Jesus Christ himself. It is a whole family, no longer foreigners and aliens, but the whole family of God in this present time to be striving to be just like Christ as we carry ourselves through this world. And so when they meet a Christian across the world and he acts like Christ, and somehow they find their way and be standing in front of me, and I'm emulating Christ too, the expectations of the family is to be Christ-like in every way. Isn't that a neat thing? And so their expectations then grows, not just about each me or you, or about even the faith, even Christianity, but their expectations of Jesus Christ and what they read about him is in our actions. And if we emulate him in him, the whole building is joined together and rises up to become a holy temple to the Lord. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome to be part of that family? The family of the past, the family of the present, all joining together in what Christ has built. That's an exciting thing. Verse 22 says, in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives in us by the Spirit. Be holy. Be a good example. And know that you are being built right now, today, to emulate Christ and to be a dwelling place for God the Holy Spirit, the one who gives us the power to do such a thing that we're not quite up to. It's a remarkable thing to say, I'm part of this good family. It's an incredible thing. The scripture says that we, each and every one of us, through the power of the Holy Spirit, are being built to be more and more and more like Christ each and every day. It's a heck of a responsibility to know that as I walk through this world, that people are judging the one that I call Lord and Savior by my actions. I don't know about you, but I'm not up to the task. And so my prayer, folks, is that I can continue to follow him and to stay true to what he's taught me. That I can fall in the line of all these past saints who have done such a remarkable job of keeping up the reputation of the family. That I might not drop the ball today. But know that if I do in my humanness, and I will, that God is still working in my life, cleansing me of the old ways, because they are no longer relative for today, where God is taking this family tomorrow. And that is to be a holy place, a place where people have expectations of us to be just like Christ in every way. So thank you so much for being here today. And I wonder if you would do this for me. I mentioned twice today that I'm not up to the task. So would you pray for me in your time that you have, that perhaps that I can emulate Christ much, much better, not just the face of the world, but with my relationship with Angie and my own family and the people that I love and the people that God exposes me to. And in turn, my brothers and sisters, no matter where you are, I'll be praying for you too, that we may be joined together with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone. So let's begin that prayer now, and we'll head out into our day. What do you say? Dear God in heaven, I thank you that you call me part of your family. I know that wouldn't be so had you not come to earth and just did so many examples of love and caring and grace and mercy in this world. But then you climbed a cross, and you took away the penalty of my sin, and that allowed me to be redeemed and become part of this family. I know that responsibility is far past me and all of my friends who are watching, but God, through the power of the Holy Spirit that most certainly dwells within all of us who have come to know you as our Savior, we through that power, God, we can change. And so help us, Lord, to be a great example of you. Let it help us to keep the reputation that you so established while you were here, and that you speak into the world through your Spirit. God, we love you and we desire to be exactly who you'd want us to be, part of this great, wonderful family, the family of God. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Folks, take care. We will see you tomorrow, God willing. Bye.